Let's Talk. This is a time that Bible Fellowship Church sets aside each day to share thoughts with you from the Word of God. Today we will begin a series on the obedient Christian. My prayer for all of us is that we strive to be more obedient to God. In order to be obedient to God, we need to learn as much about Him as possible. It's necessary for us to know who He is and what He expects from us. So let's look at some scripture and see what it tells us about God. 1 John 4:8 says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." So what does this scripture tell us about God? It tells us that He is love, and that anyone that does not love does not know God. And Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, our God and Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." What does this scripture tell us about God? It tells us that all things were created by God, and it tells us that God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. The questions we need to ask ourselves is, do these facts from Scripture influence us to obey God? Do they encourage us to glorify Him? Let's look at Deuteronomy 10:12-13. It says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good?" This is a long question, so let's break it down a bit. So let's say, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you for your good?" God requires and expects from us to fear the Lord, to walk in all His ways, not just the easy ways, but in all His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all our hearts and soul, to keep the commandments. Why is it God's desire for us to keep His commandments? Well, He says it's for our own good and to glorify Him. Do you remember the commandments? Have you recited them recently, or are they part of your life? I encourage you to sit for a while today and write out the Ten Commandments. You may find that you have forgotten a couple. Refresh your memory. Maybe you never learned the Ten Commandments, especially those of us that didn't get that teaching as young children in Sunday school. Let's all take time this week and refresh or learn, because how in the world will we ever obey the commandments if we can't remember them? Remember, this is for our own good, and it is it's God's will to glorify Him. 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." What does this teach us about the commandments? It teaches us that it's part of God's love for us. Just for example, we give our children rules and we have expectations from them because we love them. Same with God and us. He loves us so much that He spells out what can make our lives what He wants it to be. And also, this teaches us about His commandments. It's that they're not a burden, but a blessing. If we follow these commandments, it's not going to be a burden like we think it is. It's going to be a blessing, and we will learn from that. In closing today, let's look at John 14:15 and 14:21. Verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." It does not say, "If you love me, you can think about keeping my commandments, or you can pick and choose which ones you want to obey." It says to keep all the commandments. Verse 21 says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, He it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Dear friends, let's start 2025 with desire in our hearts to be obedient to God, to live our lives according to His commandments and His love. I pray that you have a happy new year and that 2025 will be lived for the glorification of God.